This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
With purple-tier COVID-19 restrictions, gyms can only operate outdoors. But a coalition of 26 fitness centers throughout Slough County are vowing to keep their indoor operations going, despite any fines that may come their way. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
The Wellness Coalition, launched after Slough County, was pushed back into the purple tier. It's a group of fitness centers deciding to stick together and continuing their operations indoors. Sleeping Tiger Fitness and martial arts owner Nathan Zimmerman is one of the creators.
It's been just crazy, the jerking back and forth on you're allowed to be open, you're not allowed to be open, just the constant changing. It's exhausting.
Zimmerman says it's not about defying orders, but rather urging the county to acknowledge gyms as an essential health business. He argues gyms can continue to operate indoors safely under CDC guidelines.
So capping class sizes, keeping at least 6 feet of distance between everyone in the room, enforcing masks, disinfecting equipment before and after every use.
Kennedy Club Fitness, one of the largest gym chains in Slough County, is also in the coalition. The company has already received two separate $1,000 fines for not complying to COVID-19 restrictions. Zimmerman says part of the coalition would be raising money to help pay for any gyms that receive fines.
I'm planning to fight the fines, honestly, if I get any.
Owner of Club Pilates in San Luis Obispo and Paso Robles, Tracy Stevenson, decided to join the coalition because operating outdoors isn't feasible.
I don't think it's healthy to have people working out in, 50-degree weather, and it's windy, and it's not summer anymore.
Stevenson says she is nervous about getting fines that she can't afford in her already struggling business, but is relieved she's not alone in the effort.
So I'm fighting to do whatever we can to stay open.
County health officials say businesses found to be in violation of state public health orders could face fines, imprisonment, or both. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.